listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was also produced on those very same lands. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and I have a very exciting guest host with me today. You've heard her on 90.1 FM before, actually, a regular host of Open Mic on Tuesdays from 3 to 4. It's Sasha!
Hey! Hi! Thanks for having me, Leslie. Your show is so awesome. You're so cool. So I'm so happy to be here and chat. What is this look of fear?
Oh my goodness. The flattery is just too much.
I had to start it off right at the beginning. Compliments galore.
Wow. Watch out. That's very kind of you. It also, like, the tone of your voice makes it seem like you're so, like, sheepish.
Okay.
And, like, baby. When the fact of the matter is, like, Sasha and I are friends.
Yeah.
And the way that we became friends is was like, I was, like, a total terror to Sasha.
Like, there's a photo that we took on my birthday where you're laughing and it's so cute, but then my expression is just one of shock and like horror. I think I'm laughing too, but like the way the photo is taken, like I'm just staring at you and I'm just like shock. I think it's perfect.
That is amazing. That is so funny. Well, here we go.
Yeah,
that is our relationship. It is made out of the foundation of our relationship is of intimidation, apparently.
Just constantly seeing who can out-intimidate the other with more outlandish and shocking personal stories.
Yeah,
and events.
I
and
guess
it's
so.
Awesome.
I guess so. Well, I feel like it's mostly me, because the way that we became friends was like, we were walking together one morning during the CJSF retreat. Mm-hmm. A few years ago. And that was like the first time we were kind of talking. We were just kind of like getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. Because we had never met before. But I was like losing my bananas as we walked along the beach, because I saw eagles or something. Mm-hmm. Like that. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I could like not contain my excitement.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, whoa. This is such a 180. What happened
well, it was
to this
like,
person?
We were like talking, and I was like, "Oh, okay, this is nice. This is casual. Like, I don't know if like we're getting a vibe yet. Like, I don't know if it's gonna like it's cool. Leslie seems like a cool person. I want to be closer to them." And it was pretty like chill, just like people getting to know each other. And then out of nowhere, I see an eagle. And I'm like, "Oh, there's an eagle. That's cool." And then you were like, oh, "Wait!" And then you just like freaked out about it. And I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah. This is fun. I like this."
You make it seem a lot more tame than it was, which is really, again, really kind of you. I feel like you're, like, trying to protect my reputation. It's like, you know when...
Do you want me to ruin your reputation?
It's okay. I'm already doing it. It doesn't matter to me. But it's kind of like, do you know sometimes... Well, you're a young person. You kind of... You might know. Like, a lot of, like, younger celebrities these days, they don't really have, like... They don't really seem to have a filter. Like, if they're, like, asked something on an interview, they just say whatever.
Yeah.
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 It feels kind of like that. Like, you are my PR manager. Okay. And I'm just like, I am insane.
Yeah. And then, like, just like, okay. But I feel like, as well, like, you're in the right era for that. Like, you see these interview people who are, like, and people love these celebrities, who say the most outlandish and kind of crazy things sometimes. And they're just like, they're so quirky and fun.
I
love that.
I don't know.
You don't know? You see a different view?
I think I'm like a little bit, I think maybe I'm like a little bit of like a boomer-esque. And I feel like sometimes that just like ends up biting them back in the butt. Because then like fans will get like really like intense about it, and they'll be like bringing up all these like kind of like sort of embarrassing but like impulsive things that they've said before in the past.
Right.
And it like sort of follows them.
Yeah.
I don't know. That happens a lot with Cat's Eye. Are you familiar? You're a young person.
You've told... I think so, yes. I've heard of Cat's Eye before. I think I've heard them.
Yeah. But I feel like that happens a lot with them, or perhaps Hudson Williams at the moment. Do you know
Hudson? Oh, yeah. Heated Rivalry?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. I feel like that's going to bite him back in his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, shout out to him. So Sasha and I are going to be talking about like being creatively minded people on the program today, partly for fun, but also partly because like I think, well, I've been really excited to like record a show with you at some point.
Me too.
Yeah. But we like to make things, and we're going to talk about making things today.
Woohoo! And how it connects to the referendum that's coming up here at CGSF. For if you're a fellow undergraduate like me at SFU, there's a very important referendum coming up, which we'll talk about a bit more, and how it really connects to like being a creative person here in the community, being a student, I think, as well, and like how CGSF like supports people's creativity. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. All right. Get into it. We're going to listen to some music right now. This playlist is just... whatever. I just like put it together.
I love it.
Yeah. Here's the first track. I love her stuff. It's Deanna Petcuff with Not Too Proud here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
In front of all your friends, I couldn't care. This is Bird Note. The call of the common loon is a symbol of the far north. Hear a loon in a movie, and there's a good chance the scene isn't far from the Arctic Circle. But common loons once nested as far south as southern New England, Ohio, Iowa, and California. Human activity and changes to the landscape in these more populated areas has made it harder for loons to persist. There have been encouraging signs in recent years that common loons could make a comeback in the southern parts of their range. Biologists have reintroduced loons to carefully chosen lakes in New England. And in the Pacific Northwest, scattered breeding populations remain. They seem to like decent-sized lakes with deep coves, good water quality, and plenty of fish. You can help welcome loons back to the places they once lived by enjoying them from a respectful distance, limiting the amount of boating on lakes where they're found, avoiding lead fishing gear, collecting garbage that loons could get tangled in, and preserving vegetation along the shoreline. Learn more about common loon conservation at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is in memory of Miriam Williams of Seattle, whose sense of humor, love of birds, and support of Bird Note made the world brighter. Call me your sunshine, it's been so long. I'm lost in your cross-eyed, it drinks too strong. Where did it go, my love? I just can't wait. Feels like a movie's about to replay. And I've watched it every day.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Harrison, the latest from him off of his recent record, Quiet Miles. Before that, you heard Dasi with Call Me Your Sunshine off of also their recent record, Before I Leave Your Mind. Did I say my name already? I forgot.
I think so.
Okay. I have with me here...
Sasha?
Yeah.
I'm Sasha. That was Leslie, if you didn't hear.
Yeah.
I never heard any of those songs before. I liked them. They were really good.
I'm glad.
How did you find them?
I think I started listening to Harrison last year, just like perusing on the internet. And
as you do.
Yeah. I liked how his like stuff kind of sounded like almost cartoony, but it was like a chill kind of like lo-fi feeling. And then Dasi, I mean, many years ago, my previous co-host, Jade, he would play Dasi pretty often on our program. And so that's how I got into that band. It's thanks to him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Friends in music.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about, speaking of music, not really. we'll talk about like being creative and stuff, because I mean, like, this is how we met. We are both volunteers at the station. Sasha is also a programmer. And one of the things that you enjoy doing is like putting together playlists and all that. And I mean, like, I mean, there are other things that you enjoy about the station.
Yes,
or
definitely.
I don't, oh my god, where am I?
Are you trying to find
a
bridge?
Yeah.
About the station?
Yeah, and like our topic. we can just hop into the river.
Okay.
Honestly. Okay, we're going to talk about being creative.
Oh my god.
Sasha, you paint and you like craft.
Yeah.
You're making like a cool cosplay and stuff like that. Well, tell me more about like the creative stuff that you've been doing these days, because like in general, I know you to be like a very creative person. You like working with your hands and thinking with your brain.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely like take any opportunity that I have to like create something. I feel like ever since I've been in university for like a long time as well before that, I haven't really been that consistent as an artist. It's just like when inspiration hits, I'm like, oh, that's cool, I want to make that. Then I'll like make a painting, because I love making really big paintings, which take a really long time because they're really big. But I also like, I love collage. I made a poetry anthology out of collage once. It's in a work in progress. I looked at it in a couple years, but that was really fun. I tried crocheting, which I was pretty bad at, but it was fun. I still enjoyed it. You do crocheting, and you are very good at it.
I'm not good at it. I would not call myself good at it.
I think you're good at it. You're, like, your shawl is really cute.
My scarf.
Your scarf, sorry.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's like it's like basically just like a fabric of some kind at this point.
It's a scarl.
Yeah.
Scarf.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Shawl? Scarf? Scarf?
I wouldn't necessarily call myself good at crocheting, but I think, like, it's something that, like... Well, I would say, like, with most things, if you want it to, like, appear passably okay, you just have to, like, be very bad at it before you get... before you like understand the rhythm of it.
Totally.
Right?
I think most people as well, like people who don't do it, no matter how bad like what you've made is, or like how much you know like all the mistakes that went into it, or like I was like, oh, this is not good, like not that proud of it, like even then like people will see it and still be impressed, and so they'll be like, wow, like that's beautiful, that's so cool, because like they didn't make it. Like there's always like that hindsight and that like that and then and that outside perspective, where like you don't really realize how beautiful creating is or like how fun it is until you see someone else see it that you think isn't that good and still like love it and still like think you're creative and still think that you're good at it.
What do you think makes it so what do you think makes some people like a little bit hesitant about picking up like a new skill or trying out like a new craft or creative medium if what they are seeing or what they are experiencing is something that they're admiring, and I mean, I think a lot of the times as well, like, part of that, like, admiration is cousins with a thought that's like, oh, I wish I could do something like that.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think, like, honestly, one of the biggest roadblocks in being creative and doing projects is just, like, starting a project and then feeling disheartened by, like, not getting it right away. And, like, oh, like, that person did it. They must have been so fast. And it's always, like, comparison is, like, is the thief of joy. And I think, like, comparing ourselves, like, even to our future self or our past self as well is doing that. And I think that's also where, like, procrastination comes in, where you're like, oh, I love this project. It's beautiful. I want to do it. And then, like, you buy the stuff, you get the plans, and then it sits on your shelf for months because, like, you know that's either going to, like, for me, like, it totally takes over and I get so emotionally invested in it. And, like, I think procrastinating as well, like, it's kind of scary to, like, invest in something and, like, to do something and, like, you don't want to be disappointed, in a way, is kind of what I think is a big roadblock.
Yeah, it can feel, like, kind of, like, daunting, mm-hmm. I guess. How long have you been, like, what is, like, your medium of choice usually? Or, like, what is the one that has, like, kind of, like, guided most of your creative endeavors thus far? Has it been painting?
I think painting is what I always come back to. And, like, when I think of projects and when I want to create, painting is usually what I find the most comfort in and what I, like, can really get into the zone with. But honestly, like, as a student and, like, with the schedule I have, the art practice I do the most probably is sketching in my journal and just, like, with pens or pencil. I've been really enjoying, like, using pens a lot lately. But, yeah, I think, like, painting is, like, my one love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing that?
Since I was a kid.
Yeah.
There's a photo of me as a baby, like, where I'm, like, it's almost like...
It was taken yesterday.
Sorry.
Sasha is baby. Sasha is a tiny child, actually.
I feel old. I do, though. I just got my driver's license, and, like, driving it, I'm just like, wow, this is what aging feels like.
It is legal to have children behind the wheel.
Well, guess who's riding with me today?
but no, sorry to cut you off. But yeah, so you had this photo of you when you were a kid.
And it's kind of like the frame of it and the setup is almost like a mugshot. Like, I'm kind of standing there, like, frozen, like, caught in the action because I'm completely covered in blue paint.
Oh,
and the blue paint, like, it completely covers my hands. It's also around my mouth, so I'm assuming that I ate it. And, like, the thousand eye, like, stare I have in the camera, like, the paint must have done something to me. But, like, I think that's the first sign of my love with paint. So I was just, like, tripping out on paint as a baby. This is the future. Paint.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's so funny, like, the idea that, like, eating paint got you into paint.
Yeah, it consumed me. All these movies
before you can after you consumed it. But no, yeah, like, the point being, like, you know, like, it's taken you several years, I mean, like, at least, like, nearly two decades to like, hone your craft and to get to a point where, like, you know, you feel like, ah, this is the thing that I belong to.
Yeah. That's and a, like, good way of putting it.
Yeah. And it's like, I do think, like, I very much agree with you, like, a lot of the, I don't know, a lot of the tension, I think, mm-hmm. some people have with the idea of, like, being creative or making something, mm-hmm. sometimes does feel like, it's like the inability to accept the discomfort of being bad at something, or the inability to, like, recognize failure.
Totally.
It's like, it's okay.
Yeah. No, it's really uncomfortable and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like, I don't know, I think for me, like, I'm a very visual person and I can see what I want to create so clearly, and it's always so frustrating when my hands can't translate that into reality.
Yeah. How does it feel for you when you realize, like, oh, I need to keep working on this? How do you motivate yourself to try to... How do you motivate yourself to try to, like, make the image in your brain come to life in a more, in a way that, like, more aligns with what's happening to your brain compared to, like, the skill that you have in your hands?
Mm-hmm. I think it's, for me, like, for painting, it was about, like, letting go of the idea that, like, my mind can be translated into reality, to be honest. And, like, the real joy that I find in painting is, like, seeing where it goes. And, like, understanding that, like, the medium is very messy and it's fluid. And, like, recognizing, like, what, like, where, I guess, I don't know what the word is, like, boundaries? Like, where I kind of have to, like, accept, okay, like, this is, like, what I can do right now. And I think, like, what's helped me is, like, I've gotten older and kind of, like, practiced more. And, like, wanting to get back into it is just being kinder to myself and starting small. If I used to, like, want to, like, bang out a painting in, like, a couple hours, like, great, I finished it, it's done, it looks exactly like how I pictured. But now I've kind of come to realize, okay, like, I need to do it in pieces. If I really want it to turn out how I want, then I need to put in the time. I need to put in the planning, and I need to be kind to myself about it. Like, okay, like, today I'm just going to paint her hand. So something like that, I guess.
Yeah, I find patience is also something that